This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Fans of the Coen brothers and their offbeat movies, Raising Arizona and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, just two of them, are in for a treat. 16 years after its original release, their funny and completely disturbing film Fargo is going to be turned into a television series on the FX network. Fargo took home a couple of Oscars and firmly established that city's name in our collective psyche in a maybe not-so-good way. Charlie Johnson is the president of the Fargo-Moorhead Convention and Visitors Bureau. Mr. Johnson, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
So it's been, what, like 15 years now since this movie, right?
Yeah, 1996, I think it came out, right?
Still working for you guys?
It seems to be. We have the actual wood chipper that was in the last scene of the movie.
No way. Do you really?
It's in our visitor's center, and we have a mannequin leg sticking out of it.
Oh,
it's autographed by the Coen brothers, and thousands of people every year stop and get their picture taken with it. We give them a little wood chipper kind of hat, you know, an ear lapper, and everyone seems to like it still. So the movie still has some sort of cool factor about it.
I'll tell you what, that wood chipper scene still gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, isn't it? Well, you could come and relive it, Kai. Come on out to Fargo.
No, thanks. I'll pass. and now the Coen brothers are going to make a TV show based loosely, I understand, on this movie, right?
Right, and you probably know about as much about it as I do, although I did try to call their production office after I heard that it had apparently been okayed for FX. Obviously, we'd love for them to shoot some of it around Fargo, you know, or in northern Minnesota where it originally took place.
Yeah, it's worth a mention that the movie actually was set in Brainerd, Minnesota, right?
Right. Actually, the only scene in the movie that supposedly takes place in Fargo is the very first scene. You know, it opens and he's driving, William H. Macy's driving down the road towing that burnt umber Sierra, and he's got it to the bar and he meets these two guys. The bar where he meets the two killers is supposedly in Fargo. The rest of the movie all takes place in the Twin Cities and around Brainerd.
Now, were you in Fargo when this movie came out?
I've been in Fargo forever, pretty much, Kai.
So what was the reaction? I mean, were people pleased, offended, what?
Well, I think at first they were pleased that there would be a movie called Fargo, but then when it came out, there were some mixed reactions, I think it would be fair to say, in the community. I think a few people walked out on the premiere at the Fargo Theater because of the violence. Mm-hmm. You know, it was not everyone's cup of tea, as you might say.
Yeah.
But as the movie seemed to gain cachet, I think people kind of warmed to the idea of it wasn't such a bad thing for the community. And in fact, it kind of put the town on the map, you know.
Has it paid off for you in terms of tourism revenue and all that?
You know, that's really a hard one to pin down. You know, all I can tell you is that thousands of people, as I said, get their picture taken with that wood chipper in our visitor center every year. I can't say how many of them actually came just for that reason, but I think most of them don't want to miss it once they find out it's there. And there's a festival in town that happens every fall called Fargo Fest. And it's actually built around the movie, and they show the movie outdoors on the wall of the biggest building in town, which is the Radisson Hotel. And it's gotten to be kind of a big deal.
And it's a good old time, I bet. Charlie Johnson, he's the president of the Fargo-Moorhead Convention and Visitors Bureau, talking to him about Fargo, possibly the television show. Mr. Johnson, thanks a lot for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kai. I appreciate it.